gather round me children, and a story I will tell. My pretty boy Floyd the outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. Beside him, they rode on into town. Deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, speaking vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a lock chain, and the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed, thank you.
part of the joy of traveling is that instead of having jobs and just meeting once a week to have a band, we get to hang out together and work on new stuff. And I think that last song we used to play like years and years ago, and then we went to the Grand Canyon the other day, and the Grand Canyon is still big and beautiful if you haven't been there recently. And except the rangers come around about 2 a.m. in the morning and they tell you to quit playing music.
What?
Yeah. And the problem was is they looked out and most of the people playing music were other rangers who wanted to meet the real-time travelers. Anyway, there's a bit of a controversy, but that's Martha's Outlaw Ballad. And I know there's a lot of good stories of people even in Montana that were kind of do-gooders, that they eased on the wrong side of the law, but they did good things. And that's one of those songs. And I know an elderly woman in Oklahoma who's in her late 80s right now, and hope she's still alive. I love her a lot, but she knew Pretty Boy Floyd. She lived out there in eastern Oklahoma and grew up in this real poor county. And she told me one time, she said, "I met Pretty Boy Floyd," and I'm kind of a folky guy, you know. I said, "You met Pretty Boy Floyd?" And she said, "Yeah, I did." She said, "He wasn't the only one famous in his family. His brother was famous too. He was the postmaster." I thought that was pretty weird, but anyway. We like mixing the old with the new, and people like Woody Guthrie inspire us. And this next song we want to play is one that Roy wrote, and then later on he was nice enough to let me throw some lyrics to it. And part of the lyrics I got from Woody Guthrie, and back in the old days, Woody would go to dances and play on Friday night. And when he got tired of playing, he'd shout some dance rhythms for the people to dance to. And we have a feeling this might be what Woody would have shouted if he was alive back last September when we were making our record. Something like this. But anyway, this is a song that Roy wrote and I'd scream at. It's called Maybe the Last Time.